Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is with great gratitude that we come before you today, knowing that your Word is readily available to teach us and to guide us into all the truth we need by your Holy Spirit. Today, Lord, we yield ourselves to you. We humble ourselves before you to learn from your ways, Lord, to understand and to perceive the way to live in this life, the wisdom to live as God you want us to live. We praise you. We thank you for this time we can share. We ask that you bless it. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is All One in Christ Jesus, and is taken from the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28. Many may wonder why Paul the Apostle is going to such lengths to convince the Galatian church members about the grace of God given through his promise and its relationship to the law of God. Since Judaizers had infiltrated and divided the church with incorrect doctrine, which stated that people must obey the traditions of the law as well as the law itself to be saved, Paul felt it necessary to be thorough in his explanations. Paul has just shared the uniqueness of being one in Christ Jesus through baptism, and he shares the benefit of that oneness in chapter 3 and verse 28 of the book of Galatians, where he wrote, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus." Now that the Galatians were baptized into Christ, their old lives were done away, and they were unified under the name of Jesus Christ, there are no more divisions nationally or ethnically among them. There is neither Jew nor Greek, for they are all in Christ Jesus. There is neither bond nor free, which declares their station in life is dissolved by being one in Christ Jesus. And there is neither male nor female, which renders gender inequality void as well. Nationality, ethnicity, station, and gender no longer divide those who are baptized into Jesus Christ. What may seem natural in society becomes a bygone era because those who have a relationship with Jesus Christ are now all equal. But why is this so? Paul says, "For you are all one in Christ Jesus." When a person receives Jesus Christ as his or her personal Savior, they relinquish all of the divisions that were previously in their lives. It isn't that there are not differences in nationality, stations, or gender, but rather that there are none that are superior to others. We are one in Christ Jesus when we receive his wonderful promise of grace. Paul said in the book of Romans in chapter 2 and verse 11, "For there is no respect of persons with God." In other words, there is no preferential treatment from God based upon one's nationality, station in life, or gender. God desires to have a relationship with every person. Uniqueness of individuals are celebrated in the unity of a faith in Jesus Christ. We are all one in him, and rather than cause divisions as the Judaizers were to the Galatians, Paul lets us all know that equality is found in one place, in Christ Jesus. When we rely upon, trust in, and cling to him, we find ourselves in unity with people from every tribe, nation, people group, ethnicity, gender, and race. All barriers fall, and we are one. May we evermore be so in Jesus Christ. Next time, we will see how we become heirs because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.